我们打开出埃及记第十九章。
Let us turn to Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记第十九章。
Exodus chapter 19.
第五节。
First five.
出埃及记第十九章第五节。
Exodus chapter 19 verse 5.
我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做我属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。好，就停在这里。这里面，中文翻作属我的子民。
And here it says, you shall be my people, my possession.
在原文的里面应当翻成奇特的宝贝。
You are my special possession.
Special
treasure.
所以神告诉我们在万民中我们要做他奇特的宝贝。
Among all the peoples, we will be his special treasure.
这实在是很奇妙的一件事。
This is truly something very wonderful.
因为神创造了宇宙，也创造了天地。
Because God created universe, He also created heaven and earth.
他没有把那些东西当作宝贝。
And those are not His special treasure.
但是他说，如果我们听从他的话，就要在万民中做他奇特的宝贝。
But He says, if we obey His voice and His words,and then we will be His special treasure among all the peoples.
今天有没有人愿意在这个时候愿意来做神的宝贝？
Is there anyone among us today that wants to be the special treasure of God?
就要来听从神的话。
If you have such desire, then you must listen to the words of God.
遵守他的约。
And obey and keep His covenant.
我们再读《生命记》二十八章。
Return to Deuteronomy 28.
生命记二十八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 28.
我们从第一节读到第十一节。
We will read from verse 1 to verse 11.
我们这样读，我读一节，然后弟兄姊妹读另外一节。
We will read alternately between our brother and our brother and sisters.
好，我先读第一节。你若留意听从耶和华你神的话，谨守遵行他一切的诫命，就是我今日所吩咐你的，他必使你超乎天下万民之上。
And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you will obey the Lord your God.
你在城里必蒙福，在田间也蒙福。
Blessed shall be the offspring of your body, and the produce of your ground, and the offspring of your beasts, and increase your herd, young flocks.
你的筐子和你的揣面盆都必蒙福。
Blessed shall be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out.
仇敌起来攻击你，耶和华必使他们在你面前被你杀败。他们从一条路来攻击你，必从七条路逃跑。
The Lord will command the blessings upon you in your barns and in all that you put in your hand. He will bless you in the land which the Lord God gives you.
你若谨守耶和华你神的诫命，遵行他的道，他必照着向你所起的誓，立你做自己的圣名。
So all the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be.
你在耶和华向你列祖起誓应许赐你的地上，他必使你身所生的、牲畜所下的、地所产的都绰绰有余。好，我们读到十一节就可以了。好，我们再有一点祷告。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你早晨再把你的话语开启在我们众人的面前。
We thank you this morning that you will open your words before us.
你让我们看见 在这里有一条又新又活的蒙福的道路。
He show us that here is a new and living way of blessing.
主早晨让我们每一个人都甘心走在这个蒙福的道路上。
This morning calls all of us to walk on this way willingly.
主我们需要你自己的恩典。
And Lord, how we need your grace.
如果没有你的恩典，我们就讲不清楚。
Without your grace, we cannot even describe this clearly.
如果不是你的恩典，我们就听不明白。
Without your grace, we cannot hear and we cannot understand.
因此我们众人都向你求恩典。
This morning we ask for grace.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
弟兄姊妹，我们在《生命记》里面所读到的这些话是非常的好。
My sister, all the words that we have read in the Deuteronomy are very good words.
有谁不希望有这些福气呢？
Who doesn't desire after all these blessings?
在城里面也蒙福，在田间也蒙福。
And you are blessed in the city and you are blessed in the country.
出也蒙福，入也蒙福。
You're blessed coming in, you're blessed going out.
那敌人从一条路来攻击你，他要从七条路来逃跑。
Your enemy who rises up against you from one way and will run and flee from seven ways.
你身所生的，你牲畜所下的，地所产的，都绰绰有余。
And there will be much in your offspring and also the offspring of your beasts.
那你说我们人在地上岂不是很多人都追求这些吗？
Isn't all these things are the things that we pursue after?
在这里面蒙福的那个路在哪里？
And where is the way of blessing in here?
主就告诉我们，你若留意听从耶和华你神的话。
The Lord says, if you are careful to do all my commandments,
这以下的福必追随你。
Then all these blessings shall follow you.
注意神的话是说这个福要来追随你。
It says these blessings will follow you.
今天人在地上呢是要追这个福。
Today man follows after blessings.
我们在那个福的后面要追是追不上的。
We're always trying to catch up with blessings and we can never catch up.
我们用尽我们的智慧，我们的努力，我们也追不上这些福的。
We use our wisdom, we use our efforts trying to catch these blessings.
但是神说这以下的福要来追随我们。
But the Lord God tells us that these blessings will follow you.
要我们来听从他的话。
If we obey his commandment.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个蒙福的一个道路。
My sister, this is the way of blessing.
这是一个又新又活的路。
This is a true and living way.
这是世人所想象不到的路。
And this is a way which the people of this world can never dream of.
这个世界他们有一个蒙福的道路。
This world has a way of blessing.
那就是努力。
And that is to give all that you have.
那就是奋斗。
And that is to pursue it diligently.
把自己完全的摆上去。
And you commit all yourself into this way.
但是今天主给我们所开的是个又新又活的道路。
But today the Lord is opening up to us a new and living way.
这个路不是靠我们自己。
And this is not a way that we follow through by our own effort.
这个路是非常简单的一个路。
This is a very simple way.
他说你若留意听从耶和华你神的话。
If you will diligently obey the Lord your God.
我们读路加福音十一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 11.
路加福音十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
我们读二十七节、二十八节。
We will read verse 27, 28.
路加福音十一章二十七节、二十八节。
Luke chapter 11 verses
27-28. 那我们一起念。
Let's read together.
耶稣正说这话的时候，众人中间有一个女人大声说：“怀你胎的和乳养你的有福了。”耶稣说：“是，却还不如听神之道而遵守的人也。”这里面，当主耶稣在那里赶鬼的时候，就有一个女人。来说了一句话。
When Jesus was casting out the demons, one woman rose up to say something.
这个女人说怀你胎和乳养你的有福了。
This woman said, blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast at which you nursed.
换句话说，这个人说耶稣的那个母亲啊，玛利亚实在是一个有福的人。
In other words, what this woman was saying that,Jesus' mother Mary was truly blessed.
因为她是生养主耶稣基督的这一个 这个人。
Because she has given birth to Jesus Christ.
的确，玛利亚在圣经里面实在是一个有福的女子。
Truly, Mary was a blessed woman in the Bible.
是一个蒙大恩的一个女子。
And she has received great grace.
但是主耶稣却讲了一句话。
But Jesus said.
他说是。
Truly.
玛利亚实在是有福的。
Truly, Mary is a blessed woman.
但是还不如听神之道而遵守的人有福。
But blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it.
所以今天我们有一个很好的机会。
And today we have a great opportunity.
这个机会摆在我们每一个人的跟前。
And this opportunity is presented before everyone.
就是一个蒙福的一个机会。
And this is a chance for you to be blessed.
这不是一个普通的一个福。
It is not an ordinary blessing.
这是一个大的福。
It is a great blessing.
这是一个大的一个恩典。
This is a great grace.
这个要超过玛利亚的那个福。
And it's a grace that surpasses the blessings of Mary.
就是那些听神之道而遵守的人。
This is the blessing of those who hear the word of God and observe it.
但愿我们每一个人早晨对这一件事我们都有追求。
May all of us pursue after this manner.
我们愿意走在这个蒙福的道路上。
We will be willing to walk on this way of blessing.
这个道路实在是非常的简单。
This way is truly a simple way.
听神之道而遵守的人。
Hear the word of God and observe it.
听神之道而遵守的人。
Hear the word of God and observe it.
有谁不知道这个道理呢？
Who does not understand this truth?
我相信我们都知道这个道理。
We all understand it.
今天这件事不是一个道理的问题。
Today this is not just a teaching.
人能不能遵守神的话
But can man truly observe the word of God?
不是一个道理上的一个问题。
This is not a matter of teaching.
那到底这是问题在哪里呢？
Then where does the problem lie?
人为什么不能遵守神的道理？
Why is it that we cannot observe the word of God?
人为什么听了道不能去行呢？
Why is it that we cannot just hear the word of God and do accordingly?
弟兄姊妹啊，这个蒙福的道路啊好像我们人人都看得到。
But sister, this way of blessings is clear to everyone.
但是不是每一个人都能走上去。
But it's not that everyone can walk on this way.
我们在休斯顿没有这个问题。
We don't have this problem in Houston.
有一次我到洛杉矶我就碰到这个问题。
But once I encountered a problem in Los Angeles.
我看到那高速公路啊在我上面这样子过去。
I saw the highway above me.
我就没有办法开上去。
And I cannot get onto that highway.
哎，我就觉得这个地方真是不好。
I said this is not a good place.
那不像我们在休斯顿。
It is not like Houston.
你看到那高速公路，你就一定能够上去。
As long as you see the highway, you can always get on the freeway.
你就沿着那高速旁边走，走走到后来一定有个地方可以上去。
All you had to do is just drive along the highway, then eventually you will be able to get on.
哎呀，不是每一个城市都像休斯顿这么好。
But not every city is as good as Houston.
哎呀，如果你到有一些城市，你明明看到那个高速公路就在你的上面。
If you go to some other cities, you can see clearly the freeway above you.
哎呀，你怎么转就上不去啊？
So no matter how you drive around it, you cannot find the
on-ramp. 在那种城市，你最好不要 miss 一个 exit.
In those kind of city, you better not miss any exit.
啊，在我们休斯顿很好，你 miss 掉一个 exit， 下面一个下就是了。
In Houston, if you miss an exit, you just get off on the next one.
有一些城市你失掉了一个 exit, 你就再也回不来了。
But in several cities, if you miss an exit, you will never be able to come back.
你就看到那条路，哎呀，就在那个地方啊。
You see that the highway is just in front of you.
哎，你看人在上面开来开去。
You see cars driving on the highway.
哎呀，你就上不去。
Yet you cannot get on.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们属灵也是这样。
One sister, it is same with our spiritual life.
哎呀，我们看这个道路是很简单啊。
We see that this is an easy way.
听从神的话。
Hear the word of God.
听到他的话又遵守。
And observe it.
哎呀，这个路太简单了。
This is so simple.
但是我们上不去。
But we cannot find the on-ramp.
那上不去也没有办法，对不对？
And we cannot find a method to get
in. 道理我都懂了。
I understand the truth.
但是我进不去啊。
But I cannot get in.
弟兄姊妹，我们要找到那个原因。
Friend, sister, we must find the reason.
我们要找到那个路的进口啊。
We need to find the on-ramp.
找不到进口，我们永远上不去。
without finding that you will never be able to get on.
所以我们早上首先要来看我们不能顺从主的那个原因。
This morning we want to look at the reason why we are unable to observe the word.
我们听了主的话不能遵守的那个主要的原因。
What is the main reason that we can hear the word of God yet we cannot observe?
找到这个原因以后呢，我们就好像找到那个路的进口一样。
And once we found the reason, it's as if we have found the entrance onto the freeway.
当我们找到这个进口以后，我们就可以上去了。
And once you find the entrance, you're able to get on.
我们来读马可福音第十章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 10.
马可福音第十章。
Mark chapter 10.
这段比较长。
This is a longer portion.
但是我希望我们大家一起来读过。
But I want all of us to read together.
因为这是非常的重要。
For this is an important scripture.
我读一节，弟兄姊妹读一节。
Again, I will read one verse and you will read it.
我们读的时候，我们大家仔细的、重申的来读。
And as we read, let's pay attention.
因为这件事情很重要。
Because this is such an important matter.
这是我们不能顺从主的一个主要的原因。
This is the main reason why we are unable to be obedient to God.
马可福音第十章第十七节到三十一节。
Mark chapter 10 verses 17 to 31.
好，我先读。耶稣出来行路的时候，有一个人跑来跪在他面前，问他说：“良善的夫子，我当做什么事才可以承受永生？”
And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone."
诫命你是晓得的，不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可作假见证，不可亏负人，当孝敬父母。
And he said to him, "Teacher, I have kept all these things from my youth up."
耶稣看着他，就爱他，对他说：“你还缺少一件，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。”
But at these words, his face fell, and he went away grieved, for he was one who owned much property.
耶稣周围一看，对门徒说：“有钱财的人进神的国是何等的难啊！”
And the disciples were amazed at his words, but Jesus answered again and said to them, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God."
骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易呢。
And they were even more astonished and said to him, "Then who can be saved?"
耶稣看着他说，他们说，在人是不能，在神却不然，因为神凡事都能。
Peter began to say to him, "Behold, we have left everything and followed you."
耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，人为我和福音撇下房屋，或是弟兄姊妹、父母、儿女、田地。
So that he shall receive 100 times as much now in the present age. Houses, brothers, sisters, and mothers and children, and farms, along with persecution, and in the age to come.
然而有许多在前的将要在后，在后的将要在前。这一段圣经里面，我先要请大家注意第21节。
In this portion of scripture, we want to pay attention first to verse 21.
21节说，耶稣就看着这个青年人。
And verse 21 says, "And looking at him, Jesus felt a love for him."
当耶稣看的时候，就爱他。
When Jesus looked at this young man, he felt a love for him.
所以在这个爱的里面，主说了这么一句话。
And in love, Jesus has spoken these words.
我们感谢神，当神看我们的时候，他就爱我们。
We thank the Lord because as he looked at us, he loved us.
如果神不爱我们，他就不会对我们说话。
If he does not love us, then he will not speak to us.
所有神对我们说的话，都是从他爱里面出来的。
All the words which God has spoken to us is out of his love.
所以神爱这个少年人。
And therefore, Jesus loves this young man.
为什么神爱他呢？
Why does Jesus love this young man?
因为这个少年人对永生的事有羡慕。
And because this young man has a desire for the eternal thing.
所以他来到主的面前，他跪在主的脚前。
Therefore, he comes before Jesus and he knelt before
him. 他说，怎么样才能够承受永生呢？
He says, "How can I inherit eternity?"
所以这个少年人对永生他有渴慕。
And therefore he has a desire for eternal life.
他想到永远将来的事。
He is thinking about the things of the future.
所以主就爱这个人。
Therefore Jesus loves this young man.
对永生有渴慕是何等的宝贝呢？
It is so precious when we have a desire for eternal life.
这个少年人他实在也愿意听从主的话。
And this young man also wished to be obedient to God's word.
他说从小这些我都遵守了。
He says, I have kept all these things since my youth.
所以主就爱他。
And therefore Jesus loved him.
他有对永生的事有渴慕。
Because he has a desire for eternal life.
为着这个缘故，在地上他有顺从的这个心。
And for this very reason, he also has a submissive heart.
不但如此，我想主爱他的缘故是，这个人他在主的面前实在有一个诚信。
And not only that, I believe this young man truly was sincere before the Lord.
所以他跪在主的面前。
That's why he knelt before Jesus.
这不是在一个房子里面发生的事。
This incident did not happen in a house.
这个事发生在大马路上。
And this thing happened on the street.
你会不会愿意在大马路上跪在主耶稣的面前？
Will you be willing to knelt before Jesus on the street?
我想很少人能够做到。
I don't think many people can do
that. 但是这个少年人。
But this young man,
他心里面渴慕。
He has a desire.
他心里面有一点迫切的感觉。
And he has this urgent desire.
所以在那个马路上，主耶稣行路的时候，他跪在主耶稣的面前。
Therefore, while Jesus was walking on the street, he came and knelt before him.
为了这个缘故，耶稣爱他。
For this reason, Jesus loved him.
耶稣看见他的难处。
Jesus saw the problem that he has.
耶稣看见他所受的捆绑。
And Jesus saw the thing that bondage.
耶稣看见他的不自由。
And Jesus saw that why he is not at liberty.
因此主要让他从那个捆绑的里面出来。
And therefore Jesus wished to release him from his bondage.
主耶稣要让他得到自由。
He wants him to receive freedom.
主耶稣要让他真正走在这个蒙福的道路上。
Jesus wants him to walk on this way of blessing.
因此主说你还缺少一件。
Therefore, he says, you lack one thing.
他说你去变卖你所有的。
Go and sell all you possess.
分给穷人。
And give to the poor.
就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从。
And you shall have treasure in heaven and come follow me.
弟兄姊妹，这一句话是在说出这个年轻人的问题。
But sister, these words truly point out the problem of this young man.
因为他的产业很多。
Because he has much inheritance.
他是受这个产业所捆绑的一个人。
He is bound by his properties.
我们主耶稣知道他的难处。
Jesus knew his problem.
他知道这个产业是他的捆绑。
Jesus knew that his properties are that had bounded him.
因此主耶稣要他把他的产业变卖。
Therefore, Jesus asked him to sell all he has.
这实在是这个年轻人所最需要的一件事。
This is something that this young man ought to do.
但是当这个年轻人听到这句话的时候，
Yet when this young man heard these words,
他说他的脸就变了色。
The Bible tells us his face fell.
不知道今天我们当中有没有人听了这句话脸就变了色。
I don't know if anyone among us will hear these words today and our faces will fall.
我们读生命记的时候，我们脸上是非常喜乐。
When we read Deuteronomy, we are full of joy on our face.
啊，这个福气很好。
These are great blessings.
出也蒙福，入也蒙福。
You will be blessed going in, blessed coming out.
我要这个福。
I want this blessing.
我读到马可福音第十章，我们脸就变了色。
But when you read Mark chapter 10, your face fell.
哎呀，怎么是这样的？
How can this be?
弟兄姊妹，我们常常在神的面前脸变色。
My sister, our face is often changed before God.
神告诉我们这是蒙福的路。
God tells us this is the way of blessing.
但是我们听了以后，我们脸就变色了。
But we heard about it, and then our face fell before Him.
因为这跟我们心里面的想法不一样。
Because this is different than our thought.
这个年轻人他心里面的想法不是这样。
This is not the way this young man thought.
所以他就忧忧愁愁的走了。
Therefore, he walked away in grief.
主耶稣就对门徒讲
Jesus spoke to the disciples.
他说有钱财的人进神的国是何等的艰难，何等的难。
How hard it will be for those who are wealthy to enter the kingdom of God.
然后主又解释他这句话。
And then Jesus further explained his words.
他说小子啊，倚靠钱财的人进神的国是何等的难啊。
How hard it is a man who enter and enter the kingdom of God by his wealth.
所以我们要搞清楚啊，不是钱财让我们进不了神的国。
So we need to be clear, it is not that wealth will stop us from entering to the kingdom of God.
是我们依靠钱财的心啊，让我们进不了神的国。
It is our heart of reliance upon these wealth that has prevented us to enter into the kingdom of God.
我再讲一次，让我们能够清楚，不是钱财让我们进不了神的国。
I want to say it again so we're clear. It is not wealth that prevented us from entering into the kingdom of God.
是我们心对钱财的依靠，那个依靠钱财的心，让我们进不了神的国。
It is when our heart rely upon that wealth that has prevented us from entering into the kingdom of God.
那个依靠钱财的心啊，就让我们这个人像骆驼一样。
The heart that rely upon this wealth will cause our hearts to be like the camel.
就让神的那个国的门像针眼一样。
And to us, the door into the kingdom of God is like the eyes of the needle.
我们里面对钱财有这样的依靠，我们就不能进神的国。
If our hearts have such kind of reliance upon our wealth, then we cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
这个门徒就很稀奇了。
The disciples felt astonished.
这些门徒都是没有产业的人。
And because these disciples have no wealth,
他就说
no earthly wealth.
他说这样谁能得救呢？
Then he says, then who can be saved?
我们的主又讲了一句宝贵的话。
And Jesus has said something very precious.
他说在人是不能啊。
With men, it is impossible.
在神却不然，因为神凡事都能。
But not with God, for all things are possible with God.
今天要我们这些人不依靠钱财。
Today, if you want us not to be dependent upon our wealth,
在人是不能。
It is impossible.
但是在神却不然。
But not with God.
因为神凡事都能。
Because all things are possible with God.
然后彼得就说话了。
Peter began to say.
他说我们已经撇下所有的跟从你了。
We have left everything and followed you.
然后主就说人为我福音撇下房屋或是弟兄姊妹父母儿女田地，没有不在今世得百倍，来世得永生。
And Jesus said, there is no one who has left houses or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or farms for my sake and for the gospel's sake, but that he shall receive 100 times as much now in the present age, houses, brothers, sisters, and mothers, children, and farms, along with persecutionsand in the age to come, eternal life.
为什么我们不能顺从主？
Why is it we're unable to be obedient to God?
因为我们没有撇下。
Because we have not left all these things.
一个人没有，从来没有撇下。
If we have not left anything behind,
他就不能顺从主。
Then he cannot follow the Lord.
你要上这个蒙福的道路。
If you want to walk on this way of blessing,
你一定要能够撇下。
You must be willing to let go.
这就是那个秘诀。
That is the secret.
如果你不肯撇下的话，
If you're unwilling to leave everything behind,
你就永远上不了这个道路。
You will never be able to get on to
that. 那是何等可惜的一件事呢？
And so pitiful.
人实在不能撇下。
Because men is unable to leave things behind.
在神却不然，因为神凡事都能。
But not with God, for all things are possible with God.
那天这个少年人就撇不下。
That day, this young man cannot leave his possessions behind.
所以他忧忧愁愁地走了。
Therefore, he went away with grief.
我们想到世界上有另外一个人。
We remember another person.
那人叫撒该啊。
And that person's name is Zacchaeus.
哎呀，那天他也碰到同样的问题。
That day he also encountered the same problem.
结果撒该那天欢欢喜喜的。
And that day he went away with joy.
因为撒该听了神的话。
Because he heard the word of God.
他就撇下了。
And he left all his possession behind.
弟兄姊妹，这个人啊，如果一撇下的话，我们这个人就喜乐。
My sister, if we're able to leave things behind, then we will immediately receive joy.
这是很奇妙的一件事。
This is something very amazing.
你如果从来没有撇下，你就从来不知道这个秘诀。
If you have never let things go before, you will never understand the secret.
我们要是一撇下，我们这个人就好轻松啊。
If you let go of all your possessions, then all of a sudden you felt light.
我们一撇下，我们这个人就很自由了。
If you let go all your possessions, then you found the freedom.
我们一撇下，我们这个人就得释放了。
And if you let go of all your possessions, you will be released.
更奇妙的是，我们一撇下以后呢，我们就得百倍。
More even wonderful that when you let all your possessions, you receive 100 times.
我们这个人怎么这么转不过来呢？
Why is it that our thinking cannot be turned around?
你撇下会得百倍的。
If you leave things behind, you will receive 100-fold.
就是不肯撇下。
Yet you're unwilling to let go.
结果手上还是只有这么多。
And then you still only have a handful.
如果你肯撇下。
If you're only willing to let go.
你看主会不会让你得百倍。
Then you will see God will give you 100-fold.
所以主说要撇下你的弟兄、姊妹、母亲啊。
Here the Lord tells us to leave our brother's sister's mother.
这对我们中国人特别难哈。
These are very difficult command to follow for Chinese.
这不像。
Because this is, it is, but because we're supposed to honor our parents.
我曾经认识一个姊妹。
I know a sister.
这个姊妹她是他们家唯一的信主的一个人。
And she was the only believers in the family.
她实在很蒙主的恩典，后来有一次主就呼召她出来做传道人。
And once God called her to serve him full time.
当然她的家庭都很反对了。
Of course her whole family was against that idea.
她的父亲、母亲、兄弟姊妹都非常的反对她。
Her parents, her brothers, sisters are all against this thing.
所以她非常的挣扎。
And so she was struggling.
但是呢，后来她觉得她要顺服神。
And later on, she felt that she ought to be obedient to God.
她不能不顺服她的神。
She cannot disobey her God.
所以她还是出来做传道人。
And so she still left everything behind and become a missionary for God.
所以她把她的父母、把她的兄弟姊妹都撇下。
She left her mother, her father, and brothers and sisters.
到今天呢，她全家都得救了。
And today, her whole family have received Christ.
所以她得回她的父亲母亲。
And she has gained back her parents.
她得回她的兄弟姊妹。
She has gained back her brothers and sisters.
他们现在的关系非常非常的好。
And now they have wonderful relationships.
而且她的父母是主里面的人。
And her parents are God's children.
弟兄姊妹，今世得百倍。
But sister, you shall receive 100-fold in the present.
我们要肯撇下，我们今世就得百倍。
If we're willing to leave things behind, you will receive 100-fold at the present age.
弟兄姊妹，这里说啊，要撇下儿女。
But sister, here says we need to leave our children behind.
弟兄姊妹，这对我们很多做父母的又很难了。
And this is so hard and difficult for the parents.
有些人能撇下父母，不能撇下儿女的。
Some people can leave their parents behind, but they cannot leave their children behind.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个人啊，常常受儿女的捆绑。
But sister, we are often in bondage because of our children.
有了儿女以后呢，我们就不能像从前那样来侍奉神。
Once we have children, we can no longer serve God as before.
我们就成为他的捆绑。
And we are under our children's bondage.
这样一绑要绑多久呢？
And how long will we be bound?
差不多20年呢。
About 20 years.
那像我的话，绑26年了。
For me, it will be 26 years.
那我们人有几个20年呢
？How many 20 years do you have in your life?
如果我们20年就被儿女捆绑了
，If we are under the bondage of our children for 20 years,
我们怎么能够走主的道路
？Then how can we walk on the way of God?
所以我们要撇下儿女的。
Therefore, we must leave our children behind.
弟兄姊妹，撒母耳的母亲啊。把撒母耳就放在神的殿里。
My sister Samuel's mother has placed him in the temple before God.
你想那是何等的难
？Think how difficult that must be.
他刚刚断奶的一个孩子。
And he was just a weaned child.
所以撒母耳就把他摆在那个地方。
And she placed him in the temple.
他一年就见他一次。
She can only visit him once a year.
为了神的缘故，他把那个儿子撇下。
And for God's sake, she has left her children.
而且是这交给以利和两个儿子的手中啊。
And she has placed and trusted him under the hand of Eli and the two.
你肯把你的儿子撇下给以利的两个儿子吗
？Will you be dare to leave your children in the hands of Eli's son？
那我是绝对不肯的。
It will never happen with me。
我交给大卫是可以的。
I can leave my children with David。
交给以利他两个孩子，这太危险了。
But it's too dangerous and too much a risk to leave them in the hands of Eli。
撒母的母亲。 就把那个儿子娶进来。
And Samuel's mother had left him there.
很多在这个育儿室服侍的姊妹告诉我啊。
Many sisters who serve in the nursery tells me.
他在这个育儿室服侍很困难。
It is very difficult to serve in the nursery.
那困难不是那些孩子，是那些母亲啊。
The difficulty are not the children, not the baby, but.
他的母亲不肯把孩子撇在那个地方。
Because the mother do not want to leave the child there.
两三个小时不肯把那个孩子撇在那个地方。
The mother doesn't want to leave the baby there for 2 or 3 hours.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不肯把我们的孩子撇在那里两三个小时。
But sister, if you do not even want to leave your children in a nursery for 2 or 3 hours.
不但然对那个孩子没有益处。
Not only this will not benefit the children.
对那个孩子有很大的害处。
You are doing great harm to the child.
因为那个孩子有一天总要一个人跟其他人相处。
Because one day this child must live with other people.
我们需要在他年幼的时候让他有这样的学习。
We need to allow them to learn since their youth.
我们需要在年幼的时候要有他这样的经历。
And since their youth, they need to have this experience of playing with others.
我们把它撇在我们弟兄姊妹的手中是非常的好的一件事。
It is very good things to entrust our children to the hands of our brothers and sisters.
所以我们有了孩子的父母。
And those parents with children.
我们要学习把孩子撇下来。
We need to learn to leave our children.
至少学习把它撇在我们的育儿室。
At least to learn to leave our children in a nursery.
这是头一个学习。
This is the first lesson.
小小的撇下。
Just a limited time of leaving them.
这实在是对他有益处的一件事。
It is beneficial to your baby.
这也是对我们有益处的一件事。
It is also beneficial to us.
因为我们不能让这个孩子捆绑我们20年。
Because we cannot allow the children to keep us in bondage for 20 years.
因为我们没有那么多的时间。
We don't have that much time.
主的心意在我们身上还没有成就。
And God's desire has not yet fully accomplished in our life.
弟兄姊妹，这里说要撇下房屋，要撇下田地。
Here it also tells us we need to leave our houses and our farms.
今天我们花多少的时间在房屋和田地的事上。
Today we spend so much time and effort in terms of farms and our houses.
我们花多少的时间在我们的工作的上面。
We spend so much time in our work.
弟兄姊妹，我们要学习撇下。
We need to learn to leave those behind.
我们要把我们的时间来归给神。
We need to give our time to God.
我们要把那个时间来交给主。
We need to commit those times in God's hands.
把那个花在田地和房屋的时间要撇下。
We need to leave those times that we spend on the farms and our houses.
弟兄姊妹，主给带领我们走的是一条又新又活的道。
But sister, our Lord is leading us to walk on a new and living way.
如果我们把那些时间交给主的话，
If we commit these time into God,
我们把那些时间撇下来的话，
If we leave those times, if we do not spend time on those things,
主要给我们百倍。
Then the Lord will reward us 100-fold.
弟兄姊妹，如果你觉得你的时间不够用，
Francis, if you feel that you do not have enough time in the day,
你就是聚会太少的关系。
It is because you do not come to the meetings more often.
凡是聚会多的人，时间都很够用。
Those people who come to all the meetings, they have plenty of time.
越是不聚会的人，越没有时间。
And those people who does not come to all the meetings, they always felt they are short on time.
因为他没有得百倍嘛。
Because they have not yet received 100-fold.
如果你觉得你实在是很少时间，
If you truly felt short in time,
我实在请你考虑一件事。
I want you to consider one thing.
是不是应该增加一点聚会？
Is it because you need to come to the meeting more often?
是不是你聚会太少了？
Is it because you do not attend all the meetings?
是不是你花的时间读主的话的时间太少了？
Is it because you don't spend enough time in reading God's word?
因为你没有撇下。
Because you do not leave behind.
因此你就没有得着。
Therefore you have not gained.
你就没有百倍。
You have not gained 100 times.
所以你就输人家了。
Therefore you have a great loss.
人家花两个小时得百倍。
Some people spend 2 hours and receive 100-fold.
那你没有花那个时间，你只有两个小时。
And you did not spend the times, and therefore you only have 2 hours.
我们如果不舍弃的话，我们就不会丰富的。
If we do not sacrifice, then we will never be rich.
所以这叫做又新又活的道路。
That's why this is called a new and living way.
这是人所想不出来的一个道路。
This is a method which man cannot dream up.
所以我们感谢神今天给我们走的是这样一条道路。
We thank the Lord because he calls us to walk on such a way.
弟兄姊妹，多的也不会有余的。
One sister, even if you have much, you will not have left over.
少的也不会有缺的。
If you do not have enough, you will never feel lacking.
你把所有的时间抓在你的手中。
If you grab hold of all the times you have in your
hand, 我保证你不会有余的。
Then you will never have anything left over.
一点都不会多的。
You will never have enough time.
如果你把你的时间交给神。
Yet if you let God control your time.
你也绝对不会少的。
You will never feel short of time.
少的也不会有缺。
There will never be a lacking in time.
感谢主，这是一个又新又活的道路。
Praise the Lord because this is a truly a new and living way.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看到这样的话的时候
，When we read these words, be grieved.
你愿意像这个少年的官一样吗
？You want to be like this young ruler?
还是你愿意像撒该一样
？Or you want to be like Zacchaeus?
当撒该那一天。他把他的钱财撇下的时候
That day when Zacchaeus had left all his possessions
他从来没有这么欢喜
He had never enjoyed such happiness in his life
他一辈子没有这么欢喜过
He had never had such joy in his life
弟兄姊妹你想不想经历这样的欢喜
Francis, do you want to experience that joy?
这个欢喜不是你在世界上的追求所能得着的
This joy cannot be found when you pursue the things of this world.
这个欢喜乃是在你撇下之后得到的。
This joy can only be gained after you left all your possessions.
我实在盼望今天没有一个人走的时候是忧忧愁愁。
I truly wish that today when we leave, no one would leave with grief.
这样我就很对不起你。
Then I really felt sorry.
我在这里跟你讲了一篇话让你忧忧愁愁的回去。
I have given you a message which caused you great grief.
我心里就很过意不去。
Then I really feel sorry.
但是我也没有办法。
But there's nothing I can do.
啊，就像主那天，他也没有办法。
Just like that day, the Lord cannot do anything.
我们的主知道这个人会忧忧愁愁的走的。
The Lord Jesus knew that this young man would leave in grief.
但是他仍然要说这句话。
But he still has to tell him the truth.
因为他爱这个少年人。
Because he loves this young man.
他盼望这个少年人从那个捆绑里面出来。
He wished to set him free from his bondage.
弟兄姊妹，今天同样也是这样的道理。
Today the same thing applies.
我不是愿意让你忧愁，所以告诉你这些话。
I don't want to grieve you so that and to tell you these things.
这不是我的心意。
That's not my purpose.
我实在是盼望我们众人都能够欢欢喜喜。
I truly wish that you have all joy in life.
因为这是神给我们的一个秘密。
Because this is a secret which God has given to us.
我们要学习撇下。
We need to learn to let go.
许多在前的将要在后。
Many who are first will be last.
许多在后的将要在前。
And the last first.
这话什么意思
？What does that mean?
弟兄姊妹，我们蒙恩得救以后。
Francis, after we are saved.
有些弟兄姊妹，他们在属灵的里面就走得很快。
Some people walk very fast in the spiritual matters.
有的人在属灵的路上走得非常慢。
And yet some walk very slowly.
为什么原因呢？
Why is it?
是不是因为那个走得快的人读圣经读得很多呢
Is it because those people who walk faster have read more Bible?
我想绝对不是的。
I don't think so.
礼拜四晚上我们碰到一个福音朋友他告诉我们他圣经从头到尾读过三遍。
And Thursday night we met a gospel friend who told us that he has read the Bible front to back for 3 times.
三遍了还没有信主。
He read the Bible 3 times. He still has not yet met the Lord.
所以这个在前的人不是因为圣经读了很多。
So if you want to be first, it's not because you have read a lot of Bible.
所以圣经还没有读过一遍的人也不要伤心。
If you have not yet finished reading the Bible once, don't feel bad.
那个不是我们在前在后的原因。
It is not a requirement for us to be first or last.
一个人要在属的里面要走得快。
If you want to walk faster in the Lord,
他要学习撇下。
You need to learn to let go.
一个不撇下的人在属灵的里面永远不能往前。
If you do not let go anything, then you cannot progress in your walk in the Lord.
我们在与弟兄姊妹交通在查经的时候常常有弟兄姊妹会问一个问题。
When we fellowship with one sister, many of them will ask this question.
他说为什么我都没有办法听到神的声音呢
Why is it that I cannot hear God's voice?
为什么我总看不出这些道理呢
Why is it when I read the Bible, I cannot see any light?
弟兄姊妹啊，这是有一个简单的答案。
But sister, there's only one simple answer.
因为你从来没有撇弃过。
It's because you have never learned to let go.
如果我们没有撇弃的话，
If you have never let go,
圣经对我们来讲就是一个道理。
Then Bible is just a teaching for us.
如果我们不肯撇下的话，
If we're unwilling to leave things behind,
有一天我们就要在后了。
One day we will be the last.
不要很久就要在后了。
It doesn't need to take long, we will be the last one.
你可以想想看，可能很多人在你以后受浸的人现在已经在你的前面了。
You can look around, maybe many people who were just baptized, but now they are walking in front of you.
他们为什么在前？
Why is it they are walking in front of you?
你为什么在后？
Why are you behind them?
那是因为你不肯撇下。
Is it because you're unwilling to leave things?
那是你不肯舍弃。
It is because you're unwilling to sacrifice.
因此你没有进这个蒙福的道路。
Therefore, you have not yet entered into this way of blessing.
他们是走 freeway 的。
They are on the freeway.
你是走 local 的。
You are still on the local street.
所以你当然在后嘛。
Of course you're traveling much slower.
这个道理很简单啊。
It is a very simple message.
你要走 freeway.
You must get on the freeway.
不能老是走 local.
You cannot always take your local.
所以我们需要上路啊。
We must get on ground.
我们要进这个蒙福的道路。
We need to enter into this way of blessing.
要撇弃。
We need to leave things behind.
弟兄姊妹，你心里知道你什么事情该撇弃。
My sister, you know very well in your heart what things you need to
do. 我不知道你什么事情该解释。
I do not know.
但是你知道。
But you know.
因为圣灵在你的心里面。
Because the Holy Spirit lives in your heart.
常常叫你解释。
Often reminding you what you need to leave
behind. 你就是不肯。
Yet you're unwilling.
因此你没有办法进这个蒙福的道。
That's why you cannot enter into this way of blessing.
所以我们如果要上路的话，
If you want to, travel fast,
我们就要回应主的提醒。
We need to respond to God's reminders.
那个圣灵，那个微小的声音，在你的心里面说了不知道有多少次的那件事。
And the small voice of the Holy Spirit has reminded you, many, many times.
每一次圣灵说你都变脸色那件事。
And every time when the Holy Spirit reminds you, your face will fail.
每次有人提到你就变了颜色那件事。
Every time somebody mentioned that thing, it will cause your face to fail.
那一件事主要你撇下。
That is the thing God wants you to leave.
你若是不肯撇下的话，
If you are unwilling to do so,
这个蒙福的道路你就走不上去。
Then you cannot get on to this way of blessing.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们不能顺从主一个最主要的原因。
My sisters, this is the reason why we cannot be obedient to God's word.
盼望今天早晨，当圣灵在我们里面对我们说话的时候，
This morning, as the Holy Spirit speaks into our hearts,
我们就在主的面前说，主啊，我不能。
We will respond to Him, says, Lord, I am unable.
但是在神凡事都能。
But not so with God. Everything is possible with God.
借着神的恩典，
By God's grace,
我们把这件事撇下。
We can leave these things behind.
这样我们就能够走这个顺从的道路。
Then we can enter into this way of blessing.
让我们现在我们上路了。
Now we are on the road.
现在我们都撇下了。
Now we have leave all things.
现在我们走了这个顺服的道路。
And we are on this way of blessing.
这个路是什么样的一条路？
And what kind of way is this way?
当我们上了路以后，就发现这是非常非常简单的一条路。
Once we get into this road, we discover this is a very simple way.
因为顺从就是照着所听见的去做。
Because obeying is to do what you have heard.
容不容易啊？
Isn't that easy?
有谁觉得这个很容易啊？
Who thinks this is very easy?
照着所听见的去做。
Do according to what you've heard.
我们来看到底容不容易。
Let us look and see what is.
撒母耳记上第十五章。
First Samuel chapter 15。
撒母耳记上第十五章。
First Samuel chapter 15。
我们先读第三节。
We will read verse 3.
好，我念就好。第十三节是神所说的话。然后我们要看扫罗有没有照神所说的话去做。第三节是神所说的话。现在 你要去击打亚玛利人，灭尽他们所有的，不可怜惜他们，将男女孩童吃奶的，并牛羊骆驼和驴进行杀死。这是神的命令。
God, verse 3 is God's commandment to Saul. Now go and strike Amalekites and utterly destroy all that he has, and do not spare him, but put to death both men and women, child and infant, ox and sheep, camel and donkey.
然后我们读 第八和第九节。
We read verse 8 and 9.
生擒了亚玛利王亚甲，用刀杀尽亚玛利的众民，扫罗和百姓却怜惜亚甲，也爱惜上好的牛羊、牛犊、羊羔，并一切美物，不肯灭绝，凡下贱瘦弱的，尽都杀了。
Verse 8 and 9, and he captured Agag, the king of Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep, the oxen, the fatlings, the lambs, and all that was good.And were not willing to destroy them utterly, but everything despised and worthless that they utterly destroyed.
我们读十三、十四节。
Verses 13-14.
撒母耳到了扫罗那里，扫罗对他说：“愿耶和华赐福于你，耶和华的命令我已遵守了。”撒母耳说：“我耳中听见有羊叫、牛鸣，是从哪里来的呢？”
Verse 13. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said to him.Blessed are you of the Lord, I have carried out the command of the Lord. But Samuel said, What then is this bleating of the sheep in my ears and the lowing of the oxen which I hear?
照着所听见的去做难不难呢?
Is it difficult to do according to what you have heard?
对扫罗就很难呢。
To Saul, it was difficult.
其实是很难的。
Actually, this is very difficult.
神的命令说要把亚玛利人都要杀尽，要把所有的牛羊牲畜都要杀尽。
God's command for Saul was to destroy all Amalekites and all their possessions, their oxen, sheep.
神这样说是有一个目的的。
God said this way for a purpose.
因为神知道将来要发生的事。
Because God knows what will happen in the future.
将来在以斯帖记里面我们就发现，在以斯帖记里面那个哈曼呢就是亚甲族的后代。
And because later on in the book of Esther, we found that Haman was the descendant of the Amalekite.
就这个他们没有杀的这个亚甲，将来一个后代叫哈曼，那个哈曼要来把整个以色列人都要杀尽的。
And this Agag, which they have not killed, later on will leave a descendant called Haman, who wants to destroy all Israelites.
所以神知道将来所要发生的事。
So God knew what would happen in the future.
所以神爱以色列的百姓。
And God loves the people of Israel.
因此他说不能够留下亚甲的。
Therefore he cannot spare the life of Agag.
但是这个扫罗他里面心里有自己的想法。
But Saul has his own mind.
他就怜惜这个亚甲。
And he wants to spare the life of Agag.
他也爱惜那些上好的牛羊。
He also loves the best of the sheep, the oxen, and the fatlings.
所以扫罗这个人也很聪明的。
Saul was a very smart man.
他就想了一个办法。
And he come up with a way.
他说我把以亚玛利人呢都杀掉。
He says, I have killed all the Amalekites.
这样我也就听了神的话了吗？
This means I have obeyed to God's command.
我把那个不好的牛羊都杀掉。
I have killed all the worthless and despised animals.
所以我好像也遵守神的话嘛。
And I have followed the commandment of God.
然后我把那个最好的那部分留下。
But I kept the best.
弟兄姊妹，我们听从主常常都是像扫罗。
My sister, when we listen to God's word, we often fell into Saul's trap.
我们很愿意听从主。
We're willing to listen to God.
所以我们做了很多事情呢。都是听从主的。
And we have done so many things, because we want to follow God's commandment.
但是呢，我们里面呢，就留下一些牛羊在我们的营中。
But within us, we often kept some of the animals.
这个顺从叫做外面的顺从。
And this is called the outward obedience.
这个顺从呢，是做给这个撒母耳看的这个顺从。
And this type of submission is to do it before Samuel.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有？这个顺从是做了给弟兄姊妹们看的。
One sister, have we done any kind of obedience that was to show to the brown sisters?
但是我们里面呢，自己还藏了那个牛，还藏了那个羊。
But within us, we still hide the sheep and oxen.
所以这个扫罗听到那个撒母耳来了以后，他心里就有点紧张。
And so when Saul heard that Samuel was coming, he was a little bit nervous.
他就把那个牛羊呢，赶快藏在那个帐篷的后面。
And he hid these oxen and sheep behind the tent.
他不要让那个撒母耳看见这些牛羊。
He doesn't want Samuel to see these oxen and sheep.
所以他就到撒母耳面前，他说：“愿耶和华赐福给你。”
And he quickly come before Samuel and says, "Blessed are you of the Lord."
他说啊，他说那个耶和华的命令我已遵守了。
I have carried out the command of the Lord.
这话刚讲完呐、啊，那牛羊就叫。
And just as he has finished saying these words, and the sheep began to bleat.
弟兄姊妹，我们的顺从就是这样。
Friends, sisters, this is our obedience.
我们那个顺从啊，是不能够听的。
Our obedience cannot be heard.
你看一看，是很好，很顺从啊。
If you look at it, it seems like we are very obedient.
你仔细听一听啊，还是有牛羊的声音在里面啊。
But if you listen carefully, you can still hear the sound of the oxen and the sheep.
这个我们这个里面没有真的顺从啊。
Within us, we do not have true obedience.
也许我们哎呀，我们要顺从我们的弟兄啊。
Sometimes we feel that we need to be obedient to our.
哎，我们尽量的顺从。
We try our best.
在外面我们尽量的不跟他顶嘴。
We try our best not to argue with him.
但是里面啊，牛羊的声音很多啊。
But within us, there's still the sound of the sheep and the oxen.
因为这个顺从是外面的。
Because this type of obedience is outward obedience.
所以这个是扫罗的顺从。
This is Saul's obedience.
这里面还有牛羊声音的那个顺从。
And it's obedience with the sound of the oxen and the sheep.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要认识一件事啊，这个外面的顺从啊。其实人一看就知道了。
Francis, we need to know these things that these type of outward obedience can be seen through men.
所以我们要不然就不顺从。
We either do not obey.
我们要不然就里面顺从。
Or we need to obey 100%.
最划不来的就是像扫罗这一种。
And the worst type of obedience is like Saul's type of obedience.
辛辛苦苦，躲躲藏藏。
He still tries so hard to obey, yet he still tries so hard to hide things.
但是在神的眼光里面，他就是不顺从。
But before God's eye, he disobeyed completely.
他比什么样的人都一样是不顺从。
He is just like any other man who disobeys.
弟兄姊妹，我们的顺从是哪一种的顺从？
Friend, sister, what type of obedience do you have?
我们有没有为自己留下牛羊
？Have you saved some of the oxen and the sheep for yourself？
如果有的话，你仔细听听，你可以听到它的叫声。
If you do, you can listen carefully. You can still hear the sound of the oxen and the sheep.
你常常都能够听到那个牛羊的叫声。
You can often hear the sound of the sheep and the oxen.
那常常会提醒我们这一件事。
And it will often remind us.
所以扫罗出也不蒙福，入也不蒙福。
Therefore, Saul was not blessed going out or coming in.
哎呀，很少人像扫罗这么不蒙福的。
Not many people are like Saul who did not receive blessing.
你去读读这个圣经啊，真是很少人像扫罗这么不蒙福的。
If you read the Bible, you will find out that not many people are like Saul who did not receive blessing.
因为他的里面不顺从。
Because he did not obey from his heart.
所以扫罗是一个不喜乐的人。
Therefore, Saul was a man without joy.
你如果能够来思想一下那个扫罗的那个长相，他是一个很忧愁的人。
If you just kind of try to think what Saul looks like, he is a man of sorrow.
他爱惜这个地上的这个美好的东西。
He loves all the best things of this world.
所以他就失去了那个天上真正的美物。
Therefore, he lost the best things in heaven.
他没有想到这些地上的东西都是暂时的。
He did not remember that all the things on earth are temporary.
那个新约圣经告诉我们了、啊，他说敬虔加上知足就是大力。
And the Bible tells us if we have piety and we are content, then that is beneficial to us.
对于这些世上所有暂时会过去的东西啊，我们要知足。
For all the things that will pass away, we need to be content with what we have.
天上永恒的东西啊。我们要追求。
But for the eternal things, we need to pursue.
那我们是把它倒过来了。
But we often reverse the order.
这天上的事情呢，我们很知足啊。
We're often content with the heavenly things.
我已经得救了。
I'm saved.
我可以上天堂了。
I can go to heaven.
我也知足了。
I am content.
对地上的东西呢要追求。
But we often pursue the worldly things.
这个成了扫罗了。
Then we have become like Saul.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有听从主的话？
Friends, sisters, have we heard the word of God?
如果我们听从主的话，
If we are obedient to His word,
我们要照着我们所知道的去行。
We need to do according to His words.
这是那个顺服的那个路的头一方面。
This is the first aspect of this word of blessing.
第二方面，我们来读以弗所书。
Next, we come to read Ephesians.
第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第三十节。
Verse
30. 以弗所书第四章第三十节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到，一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚣嚷、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you.
顺从神不是守律法。
To be obedient to God is not to keep the law. The
我们听从神的话也不是因为惧怕。
We are obedient to God's word is not out of fear.
这是一个错误的观念。
And that's a misconception.
如果我们顺从神仅仅是因为惧怕的话，
If we are obedient to God because of fear,
我们就不明白神。
Then we do not know our God.
我们顺从神乃是不叫圣灵担忧。
We are obedient to God so that we will not grieve the Holy Spirit.
所以这是一个爱的一个关系。
And this is a relationship of love.
因为我们爱神的关系。
Because we love God.
我们不愿意让我们里面的圣灵在那里担忧。
We do not want to grieve the Holy Spirit within us.
因为我们身体是圣灵居住的一个所在。
Because our body is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
好像圣灵就居住在我们的里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells within us.
如果圣灵居住在我的心里，
If the Holy Spirit lives in my heart,
我怎么能够让那个苦毒进到我的心里呢？
How can I allow bitterness to enter into my heart?
如果圣灵在我的心里，我容忍这个苦毒进到我的心里。
If the Holy Spirit lives in my heart, yet I also allow bitterness to live in my heart.
那我能说我是爱神的吗？
Then how can you say you still love God?
我让神居住在那个苦毒的当中吗？
You're allowing God to live in your bitterness.
我让神居住在那个恼恨的当中吗？
You allow God to live in the midst of your wrath and anger.
在神居住在我的愤怒的里面吗？
Can you allow God to live in your anger?
如果我们是爱神的吧？
If we love the Lord.
我们就不愿意让圣灵居住在这些事的当中。
We do not want the Holy Spirit to live among such things.
所以这些东西都不能进入我们的里面。
And all these things cannot enter into our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常里面有苦毒的。
Friends, sisters, we often have bitterness in our heart.
当我们特别是我们想到很多时候我们跟其他的人来比较。
Especially when we compare our circumstances with people around us.
弟兄姊妹，我们一比较，我们里面就有苦毒。
As soon as we begin to compare, we begin to have bitterness.
为什么他这么好？
Why?
我这么坏？
Why is it that he is so successful and not me?
为什么这个事情临到我就不临到他？
And why is this unfortunate thing happen to me and not to him?
我们心里面一有这个念头啊，
Whenever we have this kind of thought,
这个苦就进到我们的里面。
That bitterness has entered into our heart.
这个苦在我们里面就会产生恼恨。
And the bitterness create wrath.
这个恼恨以后就产生了愤怒了。
And wrath create anger.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵怎么能够居住在我们的里面？
But sister, how can the Holy Spirit live in that circumstance?
圣经上告诉我们有一个园主，那个请人到园里面工作那个故事。
The Bible tells us there was a master of the vineyard that has invited laborers to work in the vineyard.
有一个人从早做到晚。
There was a person who has labored from morning till noon.
有一个人，他快到晚上才进来的。
And there was another worker who came in an hour or so before the.
他们两个人拿到了一样的工价。
They both received the same payment.
啊，这个从早做到晚的人呢、啊、
？And this person who had labor from the early morning.
他里面就产生了埋怨。
And he has this complaint in his heart.
这个埋怨就是他里面的苦啊。
And that complaint is the bitterness in his heart.
他忘记了一件事。
He has forgotten one thing.
连他那个他的那一份呢，都是他不配得的。
Even the portion that he received, he is not worthy to have.
没有一个人配得主的恩典。
No one is worthy to receive God's grace.
因此，今天我们在主的面前是活在恩典的里面。
Therefore, today as we live in the grace of God.
这个恩典是不在乎你做多少。
This grace doesn't matter how much you have labored.
靠着我们所做的，我们没有一个人配得这个恩典。
According to what we have done, no one is worthy of God's grace.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要活在这个恩典的里面。
My sister, we live in this grace.
让我们的里面有恩慈。
We need to have this loving kindness.
只有这个恩慈在我们里面，能够把这个苦能够推出去。
We need to have this tender heart so that it will drive out all the bitterness.
弟兄姊妹，常常我们像那个大儿子一样。
For instance, many times we are like the elder son in the story of the prodigal son.
我们心里面对那个小儿子有很多的埋怨。
We often have a lot of complaints to the younger son.
当我们里面有这样埋怨的时候
，When we have this kind of complaint,
就证明我们是一个不顺从神的人。
And that proves we are not an obedient person.
因为顺从神的人是不叫圣灵干预的。
Because if you are obedient to God, you will not cause the Holy Spirit to grieve.
弟兄姊妹，当我们里面有这个苦的时候
For instance, when we have bitterness in our
heart, 当仇敌让我们思想这些事的时候
When the enemy focuses our thoughts upon these things,
我们就要来思想我们的主
We need to turn our thoughts to our Lord,
思想他怎么样饶恕了我们
To remember how he has forgiven us,
我们一想到主怎么样来饶恕我们
When we remember how Christ has forgiven us,
这个恩慈就进到我们的心里
This tender heart comes into us.
这个怜悯的心就进到我们的心里。
And this compassion comes into our heart.
这个苦毒就再没有地方可以落脚了。
And there is no ground for bitterness.
如果我们是这样的一个人
，If we are such kind of people,
我们不愿意圣灵在我们里面担忧。
We do not wish to grieve the Holy Spirit in us.
我们愿意来抵挡这些苦毒、恼恨和愤怒。
We want to stand against all this bitterness and anger and wrath.
我们就是一个顺从神的人。
Then we are an obedient person before God.
我们在这样的顺从的里面，我们是欢欢喜喜。
In such kind of obedience, we have full joy.
如果我们让这个苦毒在我们的心里面落脚
，If we allow the bitterness to take ground in our hearts,
我们的生活就忧忧愁愁。
Then our life will be full of sorrow.
弟兄姊妹，你愿意走这个欢欢喜喜的道路呢？还是这个忧忧愁愁的道路呢
But sister, do you want to walk on this way of joy or walk on the way of sorrow?
顺从就是不叫圣灵担忧。
And to be obedient to him is not causing grief to the Holy Spirit.
第三点。
And the third aspect.
顺从就是相信万事都互相的效力。
And to be obedient is to believe that all things work together.
我们读罗马书第八章。
We turn to Romans chapter 8.
第二十八节。
And verse 28.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
这一节圣经啊，可以说是被引用最多的一节圣经。
And this is probably a Bible verses we make the most references to.
特别是在我们祷告的时候。
Especially when we are praying.
我们常常记得这一句话。
We often remember this verse.
弟兄姊妹，你真正相信这句话吗
？But brothers and sisters, do you truly believe this verse?
有多少人今天早上真是相信这句话
？How many people truly believe this verse this morning?
万事都互相效力。
That all things work together for good.
叫爱神的人得益处。
To those who love God.
我们当中有好多人在 Enron 工作。
Many of us work in Enron.
至少有三四个弟兄姊妹。
At least we have three or four among us.
那明天呢可能就没工作了。
Tomorrow you might not have your job.
或者呢下个礼拜可能就没工作了。
Maybe next week you will not have any work.
你相不相信这件事情是万事里面的一件
？Do you believe that this incident is only one out of this all things.
这件事要互相效力。
All these things shall work together for good.
要叫爱神的人得益处。
And for those who love God.
如果我们真是相信。
If we truly believe.
我们里面就没有忧愁了。
Then we will not have sorrow in our heart.
因为这件事要叫我得益处。
Because these things will give, will cause me to receive goodness.
万事都要互相效力。
All things will work together.
就是每一件事。
That is everything.
就是没有一件事不互相效力的。
That is, there's not one thing that will not work together.
如果是这样，
if this is so,
我们就能够顺服。
Then we will be able to be obedient.
我们就能够接受主所给我们的环境。
We will be able to receive the environment that God has prepared for us.
我们很少祷告的时候听到29节。
Not many people mention verse 29 as we pray.
祷告说的，祷告28节。
Most of us just pray on verse 28.
其实29节很重要的。
Actually, verse 29 is very important also.
29节是告诉我们为什么主要让万事互相效力。
Verse 29 explained to us why God will cause all things to work together.
29节告诉我们，我们怎么样能够得益处。
Verse 29 tells us how we can receive all the benefits.
他说，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
For whom he foreknew, he also predestined.To become conformed to the image of his son.
所以神有一个目的，要我们能够效法他儿子的模样。
God has a purpose that he wants us to be conformed to the image of his son.
弟兄姊妹，我们来想一想。
But sister, let's think for a moment.
我们人生在地上就这么几十年。
Men only live on this earth for a couple of decades.
再成功了又怎么样？
And even if you are very successful, then what is it to you?
有一天岂不是要归回尘土吗？
One day you will just return to the dust.
归回尘土啊，我告诉你，过了一两二三十年，可能你的坟墓都没有人知道在哪。
Once you have returned to dust, maybe after another several decades, no one will even know, where your tomb is at.
这是一个真实的情形。
This is a true fact.
我们可能以为有一天我们死了以后啊，我们那个坟墓永永远远在那里哈，每年都有人来那里祭拜的哈。
Many of us think that after we die, our tomb will stay there forever, and every year someone will come to remember us.
你如果去坟场看一看
，If you go to the cemetery,
那个没有人管的坟要超过那有人管的坟太多了。
There are more cemeteries without any caretakers.Than cemeteries with people who cares for them.
没有人纪念。
No one remembers them.
那我们在这个地上到底为什么？
Then for what purpose do you live on this earth?
我们这个人就是瓦器。
We are just a clay vessel.
在地上时间又这么短。
We only live here for a short period of time.
那到底为什么？
Then for what purpose?
我想有一个目的。
I believe there is a purpose.
就是神要把那个宝贝摆在我们的里面。
That God wants to put this treasure in us.
这个宝贝就是神的儿子。
And this treasure is God's son.
这个宝贝就是神儿子的形象。
And this treasure is the image of his son.
有一天这个属尘土的就归回尘土了。
One day this clay vessel will return to the dust.
就没有了，就不纪念了，我们也不需要纪念它了。
And then this vessel will be gone, and no one needs to remember that vessel anymore.
但是我们在里面那个宝贝是永远长存的。
But the treasure that we have inside will last forever.
这个宝贝是怎么样产生在我们的里面呢？
And how can we have this treasure hidden in us?
是神借着这个万事万物。
It is because God has caused all things to work.
这个万事万物就一起呢来效力了。
And all things will work together.
然后把这个基督的那个形象就住在我们的里面。
To form the image of God's Son in us.
就这件事是有价值。
Only this thing has eternal value.
其他的事情都没有价值。
All other things has no eternal value.
其他的事情都没有价值。
All other things has no value.
为了这个缘故，我们要在我们的环境里面来接受那个环境。
For this reason, we need to learn to submit to our circumstances.
也许你有一个丈夫是特别的古怪的一个丈夫。
Maybe you have a very strange husband.
你要知道这个是神安排在你旁边。
You need to know that God has arranged and placed him next to you.
神要借着这个古怪的丈夫啊，把基督的形状要坐在你的里面。
And through the strange husband you have, God will work his image into you.
你要感谢神给你这一个古怪的丈夫。
You need to thank God for this strange husband.
也许你有一个很不讲理的老板。
Maybe you have a very unreasonable boss.
神知道你的需要。
God knows your needs.
为了把基督坐在你的身上。
In order to conform the image of Christ into you.
他就花了好多的功夫给你安排了一个最不讲理的老板。
He has found the most unreasonable boss for you.
那神做的工作也不容易的。
It is not easy for God to do such work.
调度来调度去的。
He has arranged this way and that way.
让你换来换去的。
He causes you to change so many jobs.
到最后找到这个老板。
At the end, he found this boss.
最不讲理的老板
The most unreasonable boss
为着要把基督坐在你里面
So that he can work the image of Christ into your life
弟兄姊妹主好像熬炼银子一样熬炼我们
Friends, sisters, God has refined us just as he refined the silver
当这个银子熬炼出来
And once he has refined the silver
就代表这个救恩能够成就在我们的身上
It tells us that the salvation has accomplished in our life
弟兄姊妹，如果我们肯接受这些环境的话
，If we're willing to submit to our circumstances，
那个救恩就能成就在我们的身上。
Then salvation will be accomplished in our life。
当我们接受了神的救恩
，When we accept His salvation，
我们就经过这一切的环境，也不会遭害。
We will walk through all the sufferings and we will not receive harm.
如果我们不肯接受这样的环境
If we are not willing to accept the circumstances,
当我们经过这个熬炼的时候我们就会受伤
When we go through the refining fires, we will be hurt.
有一个很认识主的一个姊妹说这样的一句话
There's a sister who knew the Lord very well and she says,
她说没有一个人能够伤害我们
She said, there's no one who can harm us.
只有我们自己能够伤害我们自己。
Only ourselves can hurt us.
没有一个人能伤害我们。
No one can hurt us.
唯一能够伤害我们的就是我们自己。
The only one that can truly hurt us is ourselves.
当我们不肯接受这个环境。
When we are unwilling to accept the circumstances.
我们不肯接受这个丈夫。
When we are unwilling to accept this husband of ours.
我们不肯接受这个老板。
We are unwilling to accept our boss.
不肯接受这个儿子。
Or to accept our son.
这个时候我们就开始伤害我们自己。
And this is the moment that we begin to hurt ourselves.
只有我们自己能够伤害我们自己。
Only we can hurt ourselves.
神乃是要把我们带到一个宽阔之地。
And God wants to lead us to a broad plain.
神的工作永远是让我们进一个丰富之地。
He always leads us into his bounty.
但是我们的仇敌要我们带我们到一个狭窄之地。
But our enemy always wants to lead us into a narrow ground.
所以我们有一个选择。
We have a choice.
我们要顺服神。
We want to be obedient to God.
接受他的为我们在环境上一切的安排。
To accept everything that he has arranged for us.
就进入一个宽阔之地。
Then we will enter into the broad land.
或者我们拒绝神。
Or we can refuse God.
不顺服神。
We are not willing to be obedient to him.
我们就越走越狭窄。
Then we will gradually walk into a narrow ground.
不但如此，我们身上就留下许多的伤痕。
Not only so, we will carry a lot of wounds with us.
顺服神就是相信万事都要互相效力。
To be obedient to God is to believe that all things will work together for good.
弟兄姊妹，今天这些话摆在我们众人的面前。
Friends, sisters, today these words are placed before us.
让我们众人都有一个选择。
We all have choices to make.
我们可以选择像撒该一样。
We can choose to be like Zacchaeus.
他欢欢喜喜接受了神的话。
Who received the word of God and left with great joy.
他就把他手中的东西撇下。
And he has left all his possessions behind.
或者我们也可以做这个少年官的选择。
Or we can choose to be like this rich young ruler.
他脸上变了颜色。
His face fell.
他忧忧愁愁的。就离开了。
And he went away in grief.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们觉得神的话很难。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we think that God's word is so difficult.
的确，神的话是非常的难。
Truly, it is difficult.
但这个难不是难在神话的本身。
But it is difficult not because of his commandment itself.
因为神的话不过是一个种子。
Because God's word is just a seed.
我们觉得难是因为我们的心硬。
We felt that his word is difficult because our hearts are hardened.
所以那个硬的心不能接受这个种子。
And the hardened heart cannot accept the seed.
因此我们就觉得神的话好难。
And that's why we feel his word is so difficult.
如果我们常常不顺服神。
If we often disobey him.
我们的心就越过越硬。
And our heart becomes even harder.
到那个程度我们就不能够再接受神的话。
To a point we are no longer able to receive any of his word.
这是何等可惜的一件事。
And that is such a pity.
因为我们就离开了生命记二十八章那里面所说的路了。
Because we, by then, we have left the way described in Deuteronomy.
我们就不能够成为神奇特的宝贝。
We cannot be God's special treasure.
神在寻找他那个特别的宝贝。
God is seeking for the special treasure.
我们要成为神的宝贝吗?
Do you want to be his treasure?
要把你手中的宝贝要先放下。
First, you need to let go your own treasure.
如果你不把你手中的宝贝放下的话,
If you do not let go your own treasure,
你就不能成为神手中的宝贝。
You cannot become God's treasure.
弟兄姊妹,我们要起来来走这个丰富的道路。
Friends, sister, we need to rise up to walk on this way of fullness.
这个道路是一个直路。
This way is a straight way.
这个道路是一个简单的道路。
This way is an easy way.
这个道路就是听了神的话就照着去行。
This is the way to hear God's word and do accordingly.
这个道路就是不要让圣灵在我们心里面占忧。
And this is the way that will not grieve the Holy Spirit.
常常借着彼此的饶恕和神的恩慈。
And by forgiving one another often and with tender hearts.
顺服神就是相信万事都要互相的效力。
To be obedient to God is to believe that all things will work together.
要借着环境把我们带到一个丰富之地。
And through our environment, He will lead us into His bounty.
弟兄姊妹，在神还怜悯我们的时候。
Francisan, while God still has mercy on us.
千万不要硬着心。
Do not harden your heart.
当神还给我们机会的时候。
While God still gives us opportunity.
求主软化我们的心。
We ask that He will soften our heart.
在我们的里面，我们只要给圣灵留一点地步。
As long as we have saved some grounds for the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵进到我们的里面。
And let the Holy Spirit enter into our heart.
他就会来软化我们的心。
He will begin to soften our heart.
我们可以来到主的面前。
We can come before God.
我们可以诚诚实实地跟主说。
And we can say to Him honestly.
在我是不能。
With me is impossible.
你一定要先做到这一步。
You must take this first step.
我是不能。
I am unable.
但是我要来到你的面前。
But I come to you.
因为在神凡事都能。
Because with God, all things are possible.
让神帮助我们把这些东西撇下。
May God help us to leave all these things behind.
好叫我们能够走在这个蒙福的道路。
So that we can walk on this way of blessing.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
因为你今天仍然愿意来怜悯我们。
Today you still have mercy on us.
所以你把你自己的话语再摆在我们的中间。
And you place your word among us.
你让我们看见这条蒙福的道路。
You show us this way of blessing.
主，让我们的里面来羡慕主这样的道路。
Lord, help us to have a desire to walk on such a way.
主，但是我们人是软弱的。
But Lord, you know that we are weak.
很多的事情成为我们的捆绑。
Many things have become our bondage.
我们喜爱那些地上的美物。
We still love so many things in this world.
因此我们就不能得自由。
Therefore, we cannot have the true freedom.
早晨我们求主再来赐恩。
This morning, we ask that you give us mercy.
给我们有这样的恩典。
Give us such grace.
能够说主，我们来到你的面前。
That we can come before you.
求主帮助我们。
And ask for your help.
好像我们能够撇下我们所不能撇下。
That we can let go of the things which we are unable to let go.
就早上在我们当中有没有这样的弟兄姊妹？
Do we have any brothers and sisters this morning?
主实在感动你，要你撇下。
God truly moves your heart to let go something.
圣灵感动你的心，要你撇下。
The Holy Spirit is moving your heart to let go something.
有没有这样的弟兄姊妹愿意来接受圣灵的呼召？
Anyone who wants to answer to the calls of the Holy Spirit.
来撇下。
To let go.
不要再抓在自己的手中。
Don't grab these things into your hand any longer.
这是一条蒙福的道路。
This is the way to blessing.
我们的一生是何等的短暂。
Our life is so short.
就在我们的面前就要过去了。
It is in front of us and it is passing away.
我们还有多少的年日能够在主的面前？
How many days do you still have before the Lord?
有没有这样的弟兄姊妹愿意今天在主的面前摆下？
Do we have anyone sister who wants to let go of things before the Lord?
你举手为你祷告。
If you raise your hand, I'll pray for you.
记得就放下。
If you raise your hand, you can put down right away.
还有没有弟兄姊妹？
Any more brothers and sisters?
你觉得你的生命这些年日并没有什么长进？
You feel that your spiritual life has not grown in recent years.
早上圣灵告诉你，是因为你不肯撇下。
This morning, the Holy Spirit reminded you it's because you're unwilling to let go of things.
你愿意在主的面前说，主，我愿意撇下。
Before the Lord, you say, Lord, I'm willing to let go now.
你可以在主的面前举手。
You raise your hand before the Lord.
举过就放下。
You can put down your hand.
我再问最后一次。
I asked for the last time.
但愿今天你能够欢欢喜喜的回去。
I hope today you will leave this place with great joy.
但愿今天你不是一个忧忧愁愁回去的。
I don't wish for you to leave this place in grief.
我们活在忧愁的里面的时间已经够长久。
We have already lived too long in our own sorrows.
神的儿女不需要活在忧愁的里面。
Children of God, we do not need to live in sorrow.
神应许我们凡撇下的，今世得百倍。
The Lord has already promised that if you let go of your own possession, you will receive 100-fold.
你信不信神？
Do you believe in God's word?
弟兄姊妹，我们信不信神？
My sisters, do we believe in God's word?
我们信神，我们就顺从他。
If we believe in Him, we will be obedient to His word.
如果你愿意信神。
If you're willing to believe in Him,
你愿意撇下。
You're willing to let go your possession.
请你举手。
Raise your hand.
请放下。
You can put down your hand.
主，我们感谢。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们为着这些弟兄姊妹来感谢。
Lord, we thank you for these brothers and sisters.
为着这些弟兄姊妹早上肯撇下我们的感谢。
For the brothers and sisters who are willing to let go their possessions, we thank you.
求主按照你自己的意思。
According to your promise, Lord.
让他们经历这个蒙福的道路。
Let them experience this blessed way.
主，求圣灵在他们的生活里面。